The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Okay, today we'll be looking at practical steps for thriving financially. See, an author once said, when I show kindness to my wife, my relationship prospers. Well, I'm not gender sensitive, so let me add the other part. So when I show kindness to my husband, my relationship prospers. When I show self-control in my diet, my health improves. When I exhibit gentleness or a willingness to yield, the Holy Spirit can lead me to new truths. And when I show faithfulness in finances and keep investing month after month, I'll be able to live my dreams. So you see that Christian growth is not limited to growth in our spiritual lives, but in all areas, mental, physical, social, spiritual, and financial. So we're going to be looking at some steps we'll be taking today to thriving financially. Money, money, money. How many of us love money? Some people did not raise their hand. If you're an Igbo person, yeah, raise your hand. Because only Igbo like ego. Is it true? It's natural. Okay. Well, the truth of the matter is that money is one thing that can strain relationship and can also build. Okay? Money is a poor master, but is a good servant. And I was listening to Reverend Ben's message last week, engaging in wet thinking. He said something very spectacular that stood out. He said something about mindset. You can't pray mindset away. It's all about transformation. And you know that transformation is discipline. It's sitting down, it's telling yourself the truth. We have stepped into a new year. And one of the things we do as a family is to sit down again. You should also do individually, not just in your own personal finances. If you run a business, you should do that for your business. Sit down to check out how we fared last year and what do we intend to see this year. That's goal setting. Because an unexamined life, they say, is not worth living. We must look at what we did, what got us to where we are, and that will not take us to where we want to get to. We need to do away with such. What brought us to where we are that we think can also push us further, we need to stick to such. So we're going to be looking at some things this morning. Some 13 years ago, or thereabouts, I sat down at the congregation one day and I heard Reverend Ben said, you want to be wise? Read the book of Proverbs every month. Just take one every day and finish it. And I thought to myself, okay, even if I read it and I'm not wise, my allowance to school is not going to be reduced. So let me just try it. And I stumbled into something. A man was asking his mentor a question on finances. He wants to thrive and do things. And his mentor responded, I want you to read through the book of Proverbs, one chapter a day. Get a journal and start writing down the lessons that you learn. Now, Proverbs was written by King Solomon. And King Solomon, when his yearly salary was converted, it's about $960 million a year he was earning, yes. Remember that Solomon did not ask God for money. When God asked him, what do you want? He said, give me wisdom to be able to lead your people and guide them. And God said, because you have asked this, he added riches, money and all of that. Now, the mentor said to him, he said, follow the path of many great men in history. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Henry Ford, and Thomas Edison. They were all readers of the book of Proverbs. I will add one. Follow the steps of Reverend Benson, Dr. Benson Ahigbe II. He's a reader of the book of Proverbs. Well, that's just an intro. I have a question for us. If God audited your personal finances, which are really his own, what will he find? I want you to think about it. I always say to my teenager, if I have a secret camera to follow you to your bathroom, and I can see your heart, I can video your heart, would you like me to show it in church? Oh, no, 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 auntie, no, 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 no. Why? Because there are some things in there you don't want to be seen. If this camera will show your thoughts, when your mom say do your dishes, and how would you like it? No, 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 no. If God really audits, you know, when an auditor is coming to a company, everybody's putting things in place. Question is, the auditor does not need to come for things to be in place. The auditor does not need to come. Because the auditor is supposed to come like maybe a mystery shopper. For those of us in bank, that's what they call it. They just stroll in and come and check you to see what you're doing. So if God audits your personal finances today, what will he find? Okay, that's not good. The first thing we're going to look at this morning is maintaining relationship with the Father. This is strange because how does maintaining relationship with the Father is going to help me thrive financially? How's it going to help me? I just spoke about the book of Proverbs. And this morning, Dr. EJ, during the prayer session, opened to us what happens when we store something. Just imagine over time if those people, instead of storing cans, if somebody also stored the word inside of them. The word of God is rich, is wealth. See, I can't begin to expose it to you and begin to show you, but I've seen it. I've seen it that the word of God can become flesh, can take root in your mind, can bring about one. Someone once said that Bill Gates was asked, who are you afraid of as your competitor? He said, I'm not afraid of, I'm afraid of a 14-year-old boy in his father's garage with one idea. Because one idea can crumble Microsoft. Yeah. So God once said to me, he said, even you're asking me for money, I don't have dollar or I don't naira, those things are not me. But I have ideas. I have contacts and I have privileges. So I call it ICP. Now these are things that come to you when you stay with the Father. In that organization, you know, there is always a problem to be solved. And people get paid for the problem that they are solving. As long as you're solving a problem, you get paid for it. But when you stop solving problem, even if the organization is paying you, heaven stops paying you. Because Jesus said, I don't know anybody who will give a man who is not diligent. He said, but for me, I won't. So how does maintaining relationship with the Father, Father God, helps me to thrive financially? The voice of God is the greatest asset you can have as a believer. The voice of God can guide you in investment. We live in a world, a fast-paced world, where everything is happening fast. Everybody, thank you, wants it fast. I remember one time where one investment thing came out. I'm not going to call the names, triple something. Somebody approached me and asked me to come in and do. I spoke with my brother, Osago, and he told me, you don't need this. You know, I left and the Holy Spirit rebuked me. You should be the one telling that guy that thing. I said, it's okay, it's fine. But why? The thing is juicy. I'm seeing people. And everywhere I go, that people, everybody pointing it to me. But you see, there's something about the voice of the Father. That voice just comes tiny to tell you, don't do it. There are also things that were not looking beautiful that were also fake. Okay? So don't get it. You know, some people just think that, okay, when something, everybody's doing the thing, don't jump into it. That is not, somebody's restriction is not your instruction. Some people made it so well over that stuff. And I also know somebody who heard the voice of God when the thing was about to crash. He said, don't put it. Stop. He said, Holy Spirit, but this one is big. He said, stop. The next thing crumbled. So your instruction, like Reverend Ben would say, can be my restriction. Just like your fingerprint is different, your life assignment is essential and different. The same way you need the voice of the Father to lead you and guide you in this year of triumph. You can't do things the way you've been doing it and expect to get a different result. Somebody says it's insanity. Okay? So, how many of us listen to the voice of the Father concerning our finances? Let's go down. You know, I always ask this question in Asat. How many people we earn money and ask God, what should I do? God asked me one day, how many people we pray and say, God, increase my salary so that somebody can go to school? Because what made him say to about David in Acts 13:22? That see a man whose heart beats to my heart. He means my pain is his pain. He shares it. God is not afraid of giving you wealth. Let me tell you that. He's not afraid. But what he's concerned about is now when the money now have you. When he can no longer talk to you. Because everywhere now, you are the boss. You cut the shot. No, you don't at any time. My teenager once had this encounter. I led them to an encounter. And I told them, Jesus is standing in front of you. Ask him anything. And the guy stood up and said, I like it when God talks to people because it's not me telling you. You can't squeeze your face and say, auntie, you hate me. I don't hate you. And God said, and he said he saw Jesus and said, how far now? You don't even used to talk to me. And Jesus said to him, let me show you what your heart looks like. He said, your heart is like a house that had a gate space, but it was only me that could enter. I enter when I like, when you were a child. He said, sometimes I even play. You are not even aware that I'm there and I leave. Sometimes you see me and we play. He said, but the moment you became a teenager, the next time I was coming to your heart, that house, I saw that there was a gate. Not only padlocked, but there were bouncers. He said, so I came and I was trying to come in. The only time I tried to push my way in, I got inside. You were too busy. Busy with what? Crushing for girl. Crushing for girl, trying to know the shoe to wear, pink lace on the pink shoe, this one, that one. Too many things. He said, I tried to get your attention. Before I knew, the bouncers came in. I said, what are you still doing here? Come out. You know, we can talk about everything with God, but do we really talk about our finances with God? I mean, how many of us in the month of September, you sat down to say, God, okay, God, this is what are we doing? It's an understanding to know that you are a steward. Everything that comes into your hand is not really yours. So. Remember the parable of the fool? He said, I will tear down the old man, I'll build a new one. Then I will say to my soul, hold on. The soul is not yours. Oh yeah, come on. Your assignment is over. It's not to threaten you, but it's the truth. It's easier to discuss with God what we want to do that we don't have the money to do, than to discuss with him what we want to do that we have the money. You see, it takes somebody who listens to God. You know what it is to have money to say? You know, sometimes you just tell yourself, I want to spoil myself. I don't try. I just they walk this. I beg. Matter is. Cream time. Now, wow. Me person see enjoy. What's your definition of enjoyment? What's your definition of enjoyment? God wants you to go on vacation. Do you think God is a good father? The same way a father will sit in his house. Have you seen the Bible says grandchildren are the crown of glory of their grandparents. And so grandparents love it when they say, call their children. Where are you? Say, we are on holiday in the UK. Or you say, they are quick to tell their friends when they say, my son is in the UK now with his family. The same way a grandfather is proud like that. God is even more proud. He wants to show. Did you see what he said about Job? Have you considered my servant Job? That's the pride of a father. He wants to show off with you. But Do we cover it up and say, God, let's talk about other things? As for this, I've taken care of it. Maintaining relationship with the Father is in every area. Do you know God is even interested in your weight, in your health? We're not talking about health today, but God is interested. He's committed to ensuring that you live well. If you ask him. I was in BIU years ago when Pastor K talked about Holy Spirit. And I began asking the Holy Spirit, how do I live consistent? Because I've seen some traits of sugar thing in my mom. I don't want it in my life. And since then, it just gets to a time, he tell me, you can't take snacks, anything snacks now. No matter what I do, if I like, I buy it, it will be irritating to me. But if it was by my strength, I wouldn't have been able to do it. By strength shall no man prevail. This thing I'm telling you today, you're going to put it to work. It's not going to, you can't get up now and say, hey, I'm going to maintain my relationship with God. I'll be telling God everything about my money. It's all, Zechariah 4:6, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, so says the Lord. We need to hear God. Say, I want to buy this thing again, I'll hear God. Yes. The Holy Spirit taught me how not to buy on impulse. How many of us buy on impulse? You buy what you don't need. And then there are some people who are, what they call that, parasitic. You are the host, so they feast on you. You buy, they come and pack. I'm not saying you should not give them. Just imagine it. Because, I mean, when I was in BIU, you are buying, when you open your locker, you want everybody to see. There's tuna fish. You don't eat it, though. There's sardine. I don't eat it, though. But I had a cousin who was always coming to help me. You don't eat these things. Now bring it. I'll buy again. It was my final year. My brother Elvis told me, say, when you graduate, my sister, nobody go look at your face. They give you money. Oh. Then I realized I'd been a fool. That was when I opened my first account. It was sad. But there's nothing you can... You know, see, when you say, oh God, I'm sorry, he will forgive you, but we suffer, the suffer. You know, sometimes there's money in your hand, you want to do something. Let's just change our wardrobe. And you are hearing a voice saying, no, I beg, see, nobody could tame me. Meanwhile, you have prayed for him to provide. Maybe he's sending, somebody is sending a luggage of bag of clothes for you. You already went to buy. Has it ever happened to anybody? After buying, you now discover that they now brought clothes for you. You say, oh God, I'm sorry. No problem. Whose money now? Not my money. So we must maintain relationship with the Father. Because there are a lot of things. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, remember that God, your God, gave you the strength to produce all this wealth, so as to confirm the covenant that he promised to your ancestors, as it is today. This is the message. Another version says, you remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to make wealth. So that's how you first of all establish. You say, my sweat, I sweat. Go and sweat by yourself now. Who gives you the strength to do it? It's him. The moment you realize, see, one of the things that people are afraid of, see, if I now be telling God about my finances, that's why I be saying, go and give this one. Oh, yeah, keep it now. I know somebody who kept in a bank that failed some time ago. Even the niece was going to write where he came. Say, I don't have money. That bank failed. The old lady, they called and said, their uncle has fainted. The old lady was shouting, my 6 million. My 6 million. My 6 million. My 6 million. Even in financial management, we teach people that idle cash is sin. You can't leave cash idle. He said that you are leaving it for somebody to be using it and multiplying and giving you something back. You can't just leave cash. Okay, we're not talking about that one today. The way everybody's looking at me. Okay, this scripture shows us why we actually work or do business or do anything. Say, did you used to make ends meet by stealing? Well, no more. Get an honest job so that you can help others who can't work. He didn't say get an honest job so that you can eat. You know why? Your father knows your need. He knows. Something as small, you know, sometimes when we ask God, the Bible says in James, he says we pray. We don't get answer because we pray amiss. Do you come like a child? Bring your budget of the month before the Father. Not because you know your salary is going to enter. He says it's Tony's birthday. 24th is Tony's birthday. Pastor Clem, is it Tony's birthday? In UBA, that's what they say, it's Tony's birthday. Salary is entry. So you plan everything around. God wants to do much more than that. The moment you first of all remove yourself, it's not about you. Because you have been taken care of. That's why in the Jewish culture, they have it that a man does not plan for his own children, he plans for his grandchildren. They are just omeka naya. They are behaving like the father. You have been taken care of. If I give birth to you, my father has taken care of you, then you, like that. So, you can't express God's blessing when you are not following his counsel. Bless me. Bless me indeed, Lord. Bless me. You squeeze your face like back of knicker. And God is saying, smile now. We know they quarrel. You can't expect his blessings. When his counsels you don't take, you shove it off. You push it away. Always listen. Don't go before him. Because Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 2 says, when you pray, say, let your words be few because you are on earth. New Living Translation. He said, let your words be few because you're on earth and God is in heaven. Let him do more of the talking. When I came across that scripture last week, I started telling myself, this is what Reverend Ben has been saying, that if he has 1 hour to pray, he will worship for 50 minutes and talk for 10 minutes. Because he's not even saying, hey, God, you're not wanting him. I've seen people give God ultimatum as if he's their boy. Say, if I don't marry by December, God, me and you will share Gary. Oh, yeah, bye-bye now. The kuli-kuli they were bringing for you, you miss it. Even the Gary, you won't have. Praise God. I think it's okay. It's back. We must put order in our financial life. Sorry, that's the financial life. 1 Corinthians 14:40 says, do all things in a beautiful and orderly way. God loves order. This year, one of the things we must do is to put order. Okay? Put order in our finances. Reverend did the message before we went for cure. The message on Teruma. Try and get it. It will help you. Even if they break down, listen to it again and again. You know, you need to hear a message 16 times before it will stick. Don't say I was there when they taught it. Go and get cure message. You'll be shocked that there are some things they said you didn't hear. We must put order. Order includes, don't plant your bread. Don't also eat your seed. Because there is a law. You know something about God? God is a God of principle. That's why when people who are not even in the kingdom just do some things on principle, it works for them. Because there's a law at work. It's just on his own. Like you open the tap, he's running and entering into everybody who lives the can. You can't live life. Not just in your financial life. Every area and aspect. You should even read book on finance, financial books. Read. Because the more you read, the more information you have, the more the Holy Spirit can even breathe on it to show you new things. Some of us have savings accounts. I'm not talking about savings account that you are withdrawing every as it's coming in. You don't send them. I'm on 15K. POS, 15K. If I have my way, I will advise banks in Nigeria to start another, what do you call that thing? A package. That's the way they call it. Instead of saying current and savings, no. Please, let's have eating then savings. Because let your savings be savings. Don't Let your savings be savings. I always encourage people, when you open a savings account, do it in a bank where it's not on your way. Don't have an ATM card on it. Don't have a mobile transfer on it. Are you transfer? As you got to the market, you were going to buy beef. Now saw goat meat. Hey, I for it to say, whoa. Oh, yeah. Okay, they do transfer. Yes. You leave there, say, as this shaky. Now, this kind of shaky, I didn't like. You know, they get somewhere for body. Okay, 1,000. Then you get home, you start asking opener, how did my money finish? These are some of the things, order we need to put in our finances. We need to know that when we give, of course, all of those that were told, your first fruit, your tithe, then when you tithe to yourself, okay? When you tithe to yourself, that means you give to yourself. Or if you're in business, let me chip this in quickly. Know that your business, even if you have not registered it, is a different, it's an entity on its own. Don't do the business and be eating. I always tell people, you can't be running a business and then and if you have somebody working for you, you are not taking stock. You don't have anything. As you take 2,000, the person will take 1,000. He's helping you. Helpers of destiny. May they not be around you, but you need to put order. Because when he knows that you won't check, he say, madam, no, they check. You'll look and go soon come. Really, you just come. Mary. Go pay that cab, man. 500. And you sit down. Take 1,000. Then go to rice place. Go and buy me. You don't know whether she brought change inside, back, or anything. Go and buy Fanta. Go and buy. Oh, yeah, how much you don't sell? The pack and give me. You're not taking stock. So if you do business, it's time. See, even if you're starting small, diligent in little, then God will commit to you a bigger one. Even if your business is, see, I started a recharge card business one time, and I'm sorry I'm going in this dimension, it's not my, but I just said somebody will learn. And one of the days, I was walking like this, past this road. I like to talk to God, and I was asking him, how come I made losses twice? What happened? He told me, he said, did you give tithe? I said, how much is the profit? 1,000 naira, this thing, 15 naira. He's not even up to 500 naira theft. He said, my hand is not there now. Your tithe is your security. So the security guard cannot be on duty post when he doesn't get paid. I said, really? He said, yes. The moment I started tithing, listen, though, something happened. The woman that I changed where I was buying card, the woman that was sold to us, he was not around. She left the small son there. So the son, just they play with his friend. The person I sent came back, say, the person is even looking at me. I'm sure you can remember. Say, they gave us card of extra 4,000 naira. One mind will say, God has repaid you. Now that you started tithing. No. God will not repay you and cause another person trouble. Note that. You know what I did? I didn't have time to return. I sold the card, went back there and gave the woman. And so she looked at me and said, God will bless you. My pikin finished me that day. He said, now only you, for you to come back. Let me say, I don't die. Diligent in little. No matter how small. He says, it's just 500. Just 500, but you take one Sprite quickly. And then when you make extra money, it's not extra expenses all the time. There's nothing bad with extra savings. It's not bad. Put order. Don't buy things on impulse. When you're going to the supermarket or anywhere, write down what you want to go and buy. And when you are going, let your eye be single. Focus. Don't look to those areas where you are not going to. Don't say, don't think when they find this jeans, so, you know, they market again, ego day. There's nothing new under the sun. You know, when I go to shop, I speak to things on the counter. I tell them, if I see you, I will tell you. The thing is drawing me, I will go there and say, if I don't buy you, will I die? I will not die. I will buy you. Everything you can hear. The moment I say that thing, it won't come again. Put order in your savings. Save. When you save, have an investment account. Say, what kind of investment am I going to be doing? I don't know. But the moment you set that, the Bible says we bless your basket and your storehouse. That speaks of your investment and your savings. But if there's nothing to bless, you will always be helping other people to sing. I'm telling, when they say pray, other people will be helping you to receive the prayer. Because there is no order. So put order. When you do your first fruit and everything you're doing, have savings, have investment. Have it. One day somebody will come. He said the wealth of the unjust is laid up for the just. How will it come? It is that they will just come and meet you. Let me tell you, before you came to this church, there are prophetic words that have gone ahead of you. That as fame builders, you will buy cheaply. Okay? I remember Reverend Ben declaring that word. And I remember Pastor K also declaring that God is raising from fame, amongst fame builders, captains of chains of industries. So there are prophetic words waiting for you to just come and enter into it. But they need to be ordered. He said, Joseph, come and interpret the dream. Not say, now maybe interpret. Any other see me, they take me. No, he baited, he shaved. That's order. So when you put order in your finances, God, more doors will just open to you. Discipline. We must discipline ourselves in the area of our finances. Discipline yourself. Don't be quick to spend. Don't say, I will not get it again. It's on sale now. It's on sale now. It's on sale now. The question I always ask me when they say it's on sale, I say, do you know the original price? You say, it's 50% discount. 50% discount. Hey, 50%. Do you know the original price? Discipline yourself. 1 Corinthians 6:12. Apostle Paul was saying there, say, just because something is technically legal doesn't mean that it's spiritually appropriate. If I went around doing whatever I thought I could get by with, I'll be a slave to my whims. Discipline. Sometimes be intentional. Don't say a person your day, no, even your see leak ice cream. They leak, but not like your pocket leak, oh, because I see they leak, yeah, they leak. I'm not saying you should not take ice cream. Neither am I not saying, you're not saying, should I not be a robot? God, should I take ice cream? God, should I not do this? And no, wisdom is profitable to direct. And his voice will guide you. It will guide you. Do you know that if you even tell God that you want ice cream, he can even tell you, get up now. Drive to Matthias. You just get it. Just say an old friend, the bill is on me. You won't need to. See, this thing is the thing about God. I cannot not be showing you now that this, when you get up, call God, ask God by 5 a.m. You will answer. No, I don't know the technicalities of that. Okay? Because there's a way God talks to you and there's a way he works with you. Savings is savings. Don't touch it. And it's not an investment that is ripe. Please, check your fruit trees. If you see a farmer, I'm not talking about small farmer, they go to check to be sure. Sometimes it's not everything that comes out once. Do not say, let me pluck it and use carbon to ripen it and give people cancer. No. Not be suffering, no. What are you supposed to leave there? Because you want to get it quick. In the process now, because you use carbon now, some will not ripe on time, they will not get bad on time. You don't sell it on time, you see trouble. Don't touch it. It's not an investment that is ripe. Sometimes I was consulting somebody this week and I began talking and I told the person, there are some businesses you will start. The profits for the first 5 years, you don't have anything to yourself. Put a knife to your throat. It's an advice that Solomon gave. The thing is coming up, you leave it. That's why the rich get richer. It's because they understand these things. So they just leave it there. So know the time. Know that there are some things you start. You even need to diversify around it to build so that to meet needs. Because you are meeting needs. So you tell yourself, I'm coming. Just hold on. The time will come. Enjoyment, not the past. Say the enjoyment I supposed to enjoy for 4 years, 4 years. And they look and they look and they look. Dubai is not running away. It's still in Dubai. It will be there. I'm telling you the truth. Bahamas is there. Don't say, if I don't go now, then you close one part of the thing. You come back now, you start from square one. Build. We must build. We are sons of God. We build. See, the name of our pastor is even Ben. Ben means a builder. So build. Tell your neighbor, build. Relationship is key. Don't burn bridges. You will need them to cross. Relationship is key. Whether with the security, the cleaner, the cook. Don't be quick to just turn people away. Pastor K said something. He said, if somebody does something to her, she'll first of all ask herself, this person, has he ever done anything good to me before? Say yes. That means he's a human being. Let that good part, let it cover. Don't knock malice with people now. The people that is supposed to help you now, you remain there and you'll be disturbing God. Eternal Father. Oh, Jesus. You even see that say, every witch is a wizard. And that's the person that is holding the key. Relationship is key. Just imagine David and Jonathan. Jonathan is the heir to the throne. But he knew that this person is destined. Relationship. David didn't now say, they suspect you. He said, my come and say, if I see this, now your partner, see it will not be. Suspicion. He didn't do that. He opened up and was ready. Relationship is key. There are doors that relationship will open to you. That by yourself, you can't open it. Just the security man you walk past and greet, he's one that will tell you, madam, wait. Just wait. Then you pass now. You say, open the gate. He said, no problem. I go open now. Open the gate. Go there today. That person is also damaged. So you don't allow somebody who is damaged to detect your own pace. We must ensure that we keep relationship. And also in talking about relationship being key, when somebody opens door for you, please, use the door where. We have a culture that says leave a place better and cleaner than you met it. It's not only our toilet and our compound. Today, I want to tell you, I'm not doing advert on like Ojugo, but I'm telling you that we must ensure that we oil relationship. Let somebody who introduces you be glad in their heart. Apostle Paul wrote of Timothy. He said, That's like recommendation. The things I've taught to you. Look for faithful men. That means Timothy is a faithful man. Not that they introduce you, you play trick. And put the person that introduced you in trouble. Faithfulness is key. We're going to see. Integrity. This is what Solomon wrote. He said, don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck. Carve their initials on your heart. Earn a reputation for living well in God's eyes and the eyes of the people. Integrity. Integrity, we call, if you do a job of 5,000 naira properly, it will open a door of 5 million for you one day. Because you are one person away with to the person you want to meet. I used to think you were four persons away. You are just one person away. And the way you will behave when they give you will show. Say, this one is an hungry person. Don't bring him around me. It will show. Integrity is key. Integrity is saying that, this is where Reverend Ben taught me some years back. He said, when you say this is what you're going to do, and you see that you're not going to be able to do it, let me know. Don't wait for me to now come. For he said, if you see what happened to me today, bring it fair. As if that was not enough, I didn't carry an umbrella. Who needs all that? You are supposed to meet somebody by 3. You look at the time, this is 2 o'clock. You are inside Ugbo village. This person is at Ugbo. You know that you can't make it by 3. Put a call through. Send a text ahead. So that if the person too wants to do something, they can focus on that. That thing you are seeing is money. Relationship is cash. It's cash. It's not cash, Frederico, because she's in church. Relationship is cash. Whether you like it or not. You can't do business and do it on your own now. Or you serve yourself, serve for yourself. Do all your things. You need people. But you can't work with people for long if the integrity is not there. It must show. One of the things Uyi Technica said here when he taught us on the kingdom business, they asked him a question. What's the difference between you and the people who you met there? Integrity. When you come, he said, I will tell you, this is it. You buy it and that's it. It's not that they buy it, now they go away. Now say, I don't go there. Integrity will open doors for you. Integrity will keep doors opened. It will keep it open. They know that when they come here, your yes is yes and your no is no. The letter that was written to the church in Ladiosa, he said, you are neither hot nor cold. Revelation chapter 3. I will spill you out. You can't sit on the fence. See, anywhere but left face. If you happen here, jump here. If you happen here. No, you can't be jumping here and jumping here. You see, declare what you are, who you are, and let us know. Many people pray for favor. But I tell you, as long as you have integrity, favor will just literally follow you. It's scripture, Proverbs 3:3. Hold on to loyal love and don't let go and be faithful to all that you have been taught. Let your life be shaped by integrity, with truth written upon your heart. You know, these things are not might not be something you come across at City Business School or any of these things, but because we are kingdom citizens, these are things that God expects of us, that we act, we become like him. We do things the way we ought to. We wait on him to know what God is saying per time. We hear his voice to guide us on investment, on business transactions. Listen for his voice. The man who is doing okbo at the corner, he's going to listen to that voice. Anything the Baba says to him is what he's going to do. Why do we find it difficult to listen for God's voice in the morning? Say, God has still not spoken. It takes time to speak. That's not true. That's your belief. You need to renew your mind. And tell yourself, in this year of thrive, I will listen for God's voice for financial decisions. I will listen for his voice for the way I even spend my money. Because it's not my money. I'm a steward of it. And I must give it. I will show integrity in everything I do. I will show discipline. I will discipline myself. Apostle Paul said, 1 Corinthians 9:27, I beat myself. I put it under that to listen. If not. So for us to thrive, we need to learn to maintain relationship with the Father. We need to have integrity, show discipline, and put order in our finances. Whether personal, organization, or business, wherever we find ourselves. Let's rise up on our feet this morning. You know, I just want you to look at those areas in your finances. Now we're going to be praying strategic prayers and begin to open it up to God, the Father, and begin to say to him, Lord, these areas and these areas where I'm weak, help me. Help me to truly listen more to your voice, to hear you per time. Help me to know what to do. Help me to live and do it like you. Let my life show that I have a God I meet with. Let me thrive in my finances this year. Wherever by myself I've dug a hole, and there are things I've done that have made me to stay in this place. Let's raise our voice and just say to him, Lord, I trust you to come true. I trust you to come true for me. I trust you to come true. Some of us need to repent. Begin to say to him, Lord, I'm sorry for the way I lived it as if it was all about me. Some of us need to call some people today and say, forgive me for the doors that you opened for me, and I closed it against every other person that you should have opened it for. We need to make that call today. After the service, some people, you need to call some people and just apologize to them. Then we need to repent before him and ask him, Father, I give you my heart. Like meat on the table, that you shred it and take out the things that ought not to be there. I give you my heart. In the name of Jesus. I heard God said this morning that he's healing finances. And so we just bless our nation, our city. We bless our community. We bless our church family. We bless the body of Christ with healing in our finances. And we just pray that the hand of God will rest, not just on our finances, but upon our lives, every area and aspect of our lives. That God will begin to open us up to it and show us where to thrive.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.